Habits of Highly Effective Communicators. It's no secret that good leaders are also good communicators. Indeed, communication and leadership are inextricably tied. How can you inspire or guide others if you don't communicate in a clear, credible, and authentic way? Here are five essential communication practices of effective leaders. 1. Mind the say-do gap. Trust is the bedrock of effective leadership. Your behavior is your single greatest mode of communication, and it must be congruent with what you say. If your actions don't align with your words, you are storing up trouble for the future. 2. Make the complex simple. Effective leaders distill complex thoughts and strategies into simple, memorable terms that colleagues and customers can grasp and act upon. The most important thing is to clarify what you want to say. Look out for technical jargon and avoid business speak, which add complexity. Say what you mean in as few words as possible. 3. Find your own voice. Use language that's distinctly your own. Let your values come through in your communication. Correct use of language and grammar is important, of course, but don't become overly fixated on eloquence for eloquence's sake. Concentrate on being distinct and real. People want real. People respect real. People follow real. 4. Be visible. Visibility is about letting your key stakeholders get a feel for who you are and what you care about. Don't hide behind a computer and only interact with people electronically. See them face to face and voice to voice, and interact with them in a real, substantial way. In today's environment, where people are often burned out, it's important for employees to have a personal connection with you and the work you believe in. Show the people who work for you that you're engaged and you care about them and their work. 5. Listen with your eyes as well as your ears. Effective communication is a two-way process, and good leaders know how to ask good questions and then listen with both their eyes and their ears. Because you are in a position of authority, others may be reluctant to express their real opinions to you directly. You won't always get direct feedback, so you also need to be able to read between the lines and look for the nonverbal cues.